Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, according to the latest reports from the Edwards Memorial Observatory, the Mars rocket ship has been completed. And now Lum and Abner are making preparations to disclose the ship to the citizens of Pine Ridge in a big public ceremony. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in his bond, insurance, and real estate office. He's talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, that's the story, Joe. I thought I could make a little money by selling this stock, but I guess I got crossed up. Well, on one hand, nobody wants to buy the stock, and on the other, these two men are running up big bills on this rocket ship, and they expect me to pay them because I'm the treasurer of the company. Well, I didn't think they'd spend over $15 or $20 on it. Well, yes, but, well, we just can't go through bankruptcy because, well, you see, there really isn't such a corporation. All I did was just print up some shares of stock, you know. Well, I can't tell them that. Well, yes, there are officers in the corporation, but this Edwards I mentioned, he's so honest he'd send both me and himself to jail. Oh, well, I don't think I'll have to leave town. Well, it's nice of you to ask me to go with you on your trip, Joe, but I think I can find some way out of this. Well, I think I can handle them all right. However, if you get any ideas, why you... Wait a minute. I see Edwards coming now. Call me if you think of any suggestions, Joe.
Well, howdy, Squire. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, all right, Senator. I'll look over those papers for you just as soon as I can. Yes. Well, goodbye, Senator. Well, hello, Lum. I was just talking to the Senator there.
Yeah, I just heard you. Senator who?
Well, you know his name, Lum.
Do I?
Why, yes, certainly. Leading citizen, man of affairs like yourself, you know those things much better than I do.
Well, yeah, I reckon so. Man of affairs like me, huh?
Sit down, Lum, sit down. Sit right down there in that chair.
Real well. Thank you, Squire. Thank you, I'm wore to a frazzle.
Well.
Wore to a frazzle.
Well, what's on your mind, Lum?
Oh, nothing particular. I believe I got an idea for you, Squire.
An idea for me?
You know, you claimed yesterday you was having a little trouble selling that stock.
Yes, a little trouble is right, Lum.
Well, tomorrow we're going to unveil a rocket ship and christen it and all that.
No, you are tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, and it's going to be quite a big thing, I think.
Oh, yes, must be.
Impressive ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have speeches and entertainment and I don't know what all. Professor Sloan's going to talk about the scientific value of our trip to Mars. That'll be awful interesting, I know.
Oh, yes, I can hardly wait to hear that. Yes.
And the Macmillan boys are coming over with their string band to play for them.
Yes.
And Abner and Cedric are going to sing a song.
Abner and Cedric?
Yeah, they've been practicing it while they was working on the rocket ship. Abner claims that Cedric's got an awful nice bass altori voice.
Yes, well, I'm sure that will be an unforgettable moment, those two singing.
Yeah, and Mousie Gray's got a poem he's going to give. That is, if his woman Gussie will let him take off from keeping house long enough to give it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a speech myself, natural. By public demand, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good one, too, I think, if I do say so myself. Tells how I started out as a barefoot boy and growed up to be a self-made man, all that stuff.
Yes, well, that sounds highly intriguing, Lum.
Oh, it is awful high. Would you like to have me run through it once for you, Squire?
No, thanks, Lum.
Be proud to do it for you, Squire. Just a short one. Don't hardly take much over an hour.
Oh, an hour, huh?
Starts out, fellow scientifics, ladies and gentlemen.
Lum.
And all whom it may concern.
I hate to interrupt you there. I'd love to hear your speech. I know that it'd be very interesting, but, well, it just so happens I haven't got time, Lom. I've got an awful lot of unfinished business here on my desk, and, well, I've got to call the senator back in a few minutes, and a dozen other things that are rushing me right now.
Oh, well, it don't matter. You'll hear it tomorrow anyway.
Yes.
I just thought he'd give me a chance to practice a little.
Well, I'm sorry I'm so rushed, Lum.
See where the last come and all.
Well, now, you said that you had an idea for me, Lum. I don't see how any of this has any connection with me.
Well, I'm coming to that. You see, with all this ceremony going on, it's bound to be a big crowd.
Yes.
Fact is, I've done made a public mouthpin about it on the party line, so everybody knows about it. And, of course, there's been quite a bit of talk about that rocket ship around town. Folks find out we're going to unveil it. Some of them may never saw anything unveiled yet.
No, I imagine there's a lot around here, Lum, but they, in fact, don't know the meaning of the word.
Well, we're going to bust a bottle of sarsaparilla over it and everything.
Yes.
Just like they do when they launch a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And we're holding it on that vacant lot right across the street from the observatory.
Well, I still don't see, Lum, what this has to do with...
Abner and Cedric over there building a sort of a speaker stand right now. Going to put a red, white, and blue button all around it, you know, on flags and stuff, decorated up.
Yes, but now, what has this got to do with me, Lum?
Well, here's what I figured, Squire. Right after the speeches and entertainment, and after everybody gets a good look at the rocket ship, why, everybody's going to be in a good humor with themselves, natural. And you go out in the crowd and start selling that corporation stock.
So that's it, Lum.
Yeah. Everybody will be impressed. They'll be able to see for themselves what an important thing this Mars expedition is.
No doubt.
About you, them shares of stock will go like hotcakes.
Listen, Lum. If those shares were going to sell, I'd have had them sold by now, and you know it.
Yeah, I'll admit you're about the best salesman I ever knowed, Squire. But you appear to be sort of backward and shy about this. So I figured this idea'd help you.
Yes, well, Lum, I don't want any help. I just want to resign. My other work is too heavy, Lum. I've got
Squire,
to...
Now, we've been all over that, and we ain't going to let you resign. Me and Abner and the professor are all too satisfied with the way you've been handling things to let you go.
Yes, but now listen, Lum.
I'll tell you what, Squire. I'll have Abner and Cedric help you sell the shares tomorrow.
Lum, I hate to say this, but I think we'd better discontinue this corporation.
Do what?
Dissolve it. End it. Go out of business, Lum.
Go out of business?
Why, that's the only thing left to do.
Well, we can't do that. You've done already sold 4 or 5 shares around down here.
Yes, well, we'll just have to give those people their money back and tell them that the corporation is no more.
Oh, that's silly, Squire. Besides, didn't you pay that money on bills?
Well, yes, Lum, but now there's...
Then what about all them other bills? Ain't been paid yet.
No.
How are we going to pay all them if we go out of business?
Well, you just have to figure that out the best way you can, Lum. I just haven't got the time to devote to it.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. You agreed to handle all this yourself. And you agreed to sell the stock, too.
Well, yes, Lum. I did at the time. But, circumstances beyond my control have now altered things to where I can attend to it.
Well, I don't care about no circumstances. We've started this thing, and I grant you, we're going to keep it going. You claimed this was a big opportunity for the folks in Pine Ridge to make some profits on the invest, and we're going to see that they get that opportunity.
Yes, but now, Lum, have you thought about this? What if this expedition to Mars fails? Then what?
Well, don't worry. It ain't going to fail. Professor Sloan says it'll be the greatest one thing that ever happened in the scientific world. And he ought to know. We'll be the first ones to ever go to Mars.
Well, I know that, Lum. If you get there, you'll be the first ones that ever been there. And if you get there, it'll be a lot of money in the corporation. I'll guarantee you that. The people would make a lot off of their investments.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But, Lum, Mars is a long ways from here. And I don't think you'll ever get there. But I don't know. You seem to be bound and determined to go through with it.
Why, of course we are.
Well, I've said all I can, Lum. You just have to count me out of the corporation, then.
But you can't get out. Leastways, not unless me and Abner says you can. It ain't legal, I don't think.
Oh, yes, it's legal, all right.
Does it say so in one of them law books you got here?
No, I don't believe it does, Lum. I just haven't got the right books on that, but I'm sure that I know the law in this case.
Well, I'd like to hear the official word on this. Let's call up that feller at the courthouse.
Oh, what fella?
The one that you went to when you got this company incorporated.
Oh, yes, him.
What was his name?
Let's see now. I believe he's been transferred, Lum.
Transferred?
Yes, in fact, I know he has. He was transferred to Elkhart, Indiana, I believe it was.
Well, what department was that? They'll know.
It was the regular department.
All right, let's call him then. I'll pay for the phone call.
Well, I'm afraid there's something wrong with this phone, Mom. It happened just this morning. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can't get outside on it at all.
Well, you was talking on it when I come in a minute ago.
Yes, they call me, Mom. I can't call out on the phone.
Well, I'll go back to the store and call them from there, then.
Now, wait a minute, Mom.
I'll let you know what I find out.
But, Mom, just a minute. I don't believe it's necessary for you to call them. Well, I tell you what, Lum, I've changed my mind. I won't resign after all.
You won't?
No.
My granny's good for you, Squire. I knowed you'd stick with us. And I know you'll sell a lot of stocks tomorrow, too.
No, yes, no doubt.
Well, I better get back to the store. Grandpap's there by himself. I'll see you tomorrow at the ceremony.
It's all right, Lum.
So long, Squire.
So long. Sell a lot of stock tomorrow. Hello, Mammy? Get me that number that I was talking to a while ago. Yes, that's the one. That's the one. Hurry up now. What's that? Oh, well, I'm not feeling my best, to be honest, Mammy. Miss Kemp is fine, thank you. But listen, Mammy, just hurry up. All right. Hello? Hello, Joe? This is Squire Skimp again. Say, Joe, when are you leaving on that trip?